Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Tonight's program celebrates Yom Kippur, albeit a little late, also known as Day of Atonement. It is the holiest day of the year for the Jewish people. I'll explain more as much as a non-Jew can during the program. I received suggestions from Honolulu's own cantor, Kenneth Cohen, but any mistakes you hear are mine. Now, let's get right to the most recognized song of Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre.
Nidre. tua sono.
You're listening to the Yom Kippur edition of Singing and Other Sins. We just heard the stunning performance of Kol Nidre by Jan Pierce, in his time one of the Metropolitan Opera's major tenors. Throughout the program, we'll hear various versions of the Aramaic prayer Kol Nidre, which, by the way, means all vows. Let's enjoy an instrumental piece that's appropriate for Yom Kippur. This is Bloch's Avodah, or God's Worship. That was Ernest Bloch's Abodai, or God's Worship, performed by Miriam Kramer, violin, with Simon Over, piano. The next Yom Kippur music we'll hear is about as authentic as you can get. Yosele Rosenblatt, the most famous cantor of his time, his years were 1882 to 1933, intones Avinu Malkeinu, Our Father, Our King, part of the service for Yom Kippur. This cantor's fame extended well beyond the Jewish world, earning him large concert fees and even a singing role in the 1927 film The Jazz Singer. This edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing music appropriate for Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. We just heard a vintage recording of Yosele Rosenblatt chanting Avinu Malkeinu, Our Father, Our King. usually on singing in other sins and playing art songs, and my philosophy is that we enjoy music when we hear it more than once. There's another recording of Avinu Malakenu, which is just about as far from the style of Rosenblatt's performance as can be imagined, but it's deeply felt. I'll let you guess who the singer is. Sounds pumped up enough for a movie score. That was Avinu Malakenu, Our Father, Our King, performed by Barbara Streisand on this Yom Kippur edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's hear another tenor, but closer to our own time, the Metropolitan Opera star Richard Tucker. He sings Ya Aleh on this 1959 recording. The Hebrew words of this liturgical poem introduce the penitential section of the Yom Kippur evening service and means, "May our remembrance arise and come before thee." It embodies a mystical invocation of the two-way spiritual communion between the human and divine realms attributed to this sacred day of grandeur and mystery. Operatic tenor Richard Tucker sang Yah Aleh on this Yom Kippur edition of Singing and Other Sins. Now, another instrumental selection. This is from Bloch's Baal Shem, Three Pictures of Hasidic Life. This movement is called Vidui, Contrition, and is a set of communal, confessional prayers constituting the core of the service on Yom Kippur. From Ernest Bloch's Baal Shem, Three Pictures of Hasidic Life, we heard the movement called Vidui, or Contrition, performed by Zina Schiff Violin with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra conducted by José Cerebrier. Earlier, I promised other versions of Kol Nidre, the music most commonly associated with Yom Kippur. This is a recording by the man dubbed the world's greatest entertainer, the actor, comedian, and singer Al Jolson, whose years were 1886 to 1950, and whose world crossed paths in the movie The Jazz Singer with Cantor Rosenblatt, who we heard earlier.
Yes, all right. Warum Vekin om me, Vekin u se, Vekin u ye, Vekin u se, Vekin u ye, u shvue.
Vintage recording of Al Jolson singing Kol Nidre. In recent times, women have become cantors, and you'll enjoy cantor Tamar Heather Havilio singing the Ki Anu Amecha, For We Are Your Nation, and You Are Our God, from the Yom Kippur prayer book. In trying to invoke God's forgiveness, she will run through many metaphors for the relationship with the divine, ruler and subject, parent and child, shepherd and flock, ending on equal footing as each other's betrothed.
Thank you.
That was Cantor Tamar Heather Havilio in Ki Anu Omecha, for we are your nation and you are our God, from the Yom Kippur prayer book. Honolulu's Cantor Cohen also recommended Ki Henai Kachomer, another Yom Kippur evening prayer. Here's a translation. Indeed, as the clay in the hand of the potter, who, when he wishes, expands it, and when he wishes, contracts it, so are we in your hand, O you who remembers deeds of the loving kindness. Once again, we have a famous cantor of the past to perform this. Cantor Leib Glantz, born in 1898 in Ukraine and died in Tel Aviv in 1964. His father and both grandfathers were important cantors. Nicknamed Leibele, he was a child prodigy, first appearing as a cantor at the age of 8. He graduated from the Kiev Music Conservatory, having learned piano and composition with Reinhold Glier. In the U.S., he recorded for RCA and studied with the same teacher that coached Caruso and Gigli, performing opera himself. Let's hear Leibele Glantz in this 1929 recording of Ki Henai Kachomer.
The all
vintage recording of Cantor Lively Glance of Ki Henai Kachomer, Clay in the Hands of the Potter. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, this time a program dedicated to Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish year. The most famous music from this day is certainly Kol Nidre, and Bruch's piece for cello is justly celebrated. That was cellist Janos Starker, recorded in 1962 with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Antol Doratti in Kol Nidre. You've been listening to a special Yom Kippur edition of Singing in Other Sins. Many thanks to Cantor Cohen, and for the instrumental music to Dennis Moore. For previous programs, visit the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. Scotland has been in the news a lot lately, so next week you'll hear art songs and other sins of Scottish music on Singing in Other Sins. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.